the man if he got lost while trying to follow his prey. The inhabitants of the Sabura were a close-knit bunch and could smell an outsider a mile off, if only because they did not stink as much. He would be easy pickings for the first gang that decided to fall on him. A flicker of pity crossed Moose's mind, and he banished it at once. There was no room for sentiment in this game. The other man's master was doubtless as ruthless as his own, and he would just as willingly cut Moose's throat for no better reason than he had been ordered to. Moose's hand slipped down to his belt, and his fingertips gently caressed the slight bulge of the knife concealed beneath the broad band of leather. He felt reassured, and abruptly turned away from the baker's stall and made off at a swift pace towards the arch leading out of the forum. He did not have to glance back to know that the man was following him. He had turned to look the moment Musa began to move. As he pressed through the crowd, drawing sharp comments and vicious looks from some of those he brushed past, Musa felt his heart begin to beat more quickly. A queer mixture of excitement, fear, and exhilaration filled his stomach. He passed under the arch, its curved ceiling echoing back the shuffle of sandals and brief exchanges of those beneath more distinctly than